The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. A man came up to Jesus, knelt down before him, and said, "Lord, have pity on my son, who is a lunatic and suffers severely. Often he falls into fire and often into water. I brought him to your disciples, but they could not cure him." Jesus said in reply, "O faithless and perverse generation, how long will I be with you? How long will I endure you? Bring the boy here to me." Jesus rebuked him, and the demon came out of him, and from that hour the boy was cured. Then the disciples approached Jesus in private and said, "Why could we not drive it out?" He said to them, "Because of your little faith. Amen, I say to you, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you." The Gospel of the Lord. What we heard in the first reading, what Moses said to the people, "Hear, O Israel," over a thousand years later, when Jesus was asked, "What's the greatest commandment?" he quoted the same words of Moses and added to it another commandment Moses gave the people: "Love your neighbor as yourself." Jesus made them the same. He said, "This is the first and this is the second, which is like it." So it was nothing new that Jesus, taught us. And also today, when we talk about evangelization, being missionary disciples, we equate that with it's the Christian faith, but it's not new. It goes all the way back to the time of Moses, when he tells the people, "Take to heart these words, drill them into your children, speak at them at home and abroad, whether you are busy or at rest." That's what evangelization or being a missionary disciple is all about. Talking about God to our family members, to our coworkers, to our neighbors. Do we talk about God? We talk to our children about their school, about sports, about, who they're going out with, what they're going to do this weekend. Do you talk to them about God? How's the relationship with Jesus? Are they praying? Any questions they have? What about our own spouses? Our best friends, our coworkers? We talk about many things, but yet we don't talk about God to the people closest to us. So what does that say about our faith? Well, yeah, we believe in God, but now I have many more other more important things for me to worry about and talk about. Ye of little faith. It's not just enough to say, "Yeah, I believe in God." How are we living our faith? Are we talking about God, what he has done in our lives? Moses reminds the people, tell them, "Remember who got you out of Egypt. Remember what God has done for you in the desert, and he's going to give you a land that you didn't plant, you didn't conquer, you didn't do anything for it." That's what we need to talk about when we talk about God. What has God done for us? How have we experienced his love, his generosity, his compassion, his kindness, his forgiveness? So we can do the same and let the world know about our God.